Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I learned something about the town I live in and have lived in for 31 years now.
Omaha!
Just last weekend, Christy and I were driving to the birthday dinner, and on the Google Maps, it says over there, right off the street we were driving on, is the largest ball of stamps in the world.
What?
Oh.
So apparently at the Boys Town, this might be the post office or something, there is a ball of stamps 32 inches in diameter that weighs 600 pounds.
Wow.
Stamps all stuck together layer by layer. Looks like a giant globe. But I wasn't aware of this. I know they got the big ball of twine in Minnesota, and there's there's a dispute
one there too?
Between which one is the biggest ball. There's one in
Kansas, right?
Cocker City, Kansas, and one up in Minnesota.
I know, all thrilling. Yeah. Todd, did you stop by and see the big ball?
We did not.
Stamp?
We just kept driving.
Drive past that place 1,000 times.
I said, I'll look it up on the internet, and there's a picture of the big ball, and that's I'm happy. Now I know what the big ball of stamps looks like.
Did you go see it then?
Oh, of course not.
Okay, then you don't know what it looks like. You just Googled a picture of it, right?
I'm content with looking
at the
picture.
Did that waste a lot of stamps?
Well, they're canceled.
They weren't forever stamps, right?
No, they weren't forever stamps. They weren't used. They were all canceled stamps. So
the person just licked them and put them all together. Some of those are probably licked ones, too, man. That's a big bowl of saliva.
When did they decide to stop adding to this?
Yeah, why'd they make it bigger, man?
Yeah, keep going. I don't know.
Because they figured out this is stupid.
Yeah,
we got other
cares?
Stuff we could do, right?
Yeah.
Mainly because nobody's stopping by to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, the pictures in there don't show large crowds gathered around it.
Yeah. Have you considered not banging kids? Have you seen the stamp ball?
It's in the visitor center at the at Boys Town.
Okay.
Never been. All right.
No. I was going to say, I think I've been to that post office. It's right near there to get a...
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
To get
passport.
Is that where you go to get your passport?
Yeah. I got to do that. Mine's been out of date for a decade.
I had to get a certified letter from a local college telling me not to come back for a while from that post office.
So they have more important things to do there than just...
So that narrows it down to six?
Stamps into a ball, right? Big ball of wet stamps. I realize now they're...
Yeah, it looks it's been shellacked.
They're pre-stuck, but in the beginning, they were licking, man. You licked those bears, right?
You did at first, but then they probably just clip them off the letters or
whatever. 4.6 million stamps.
That's what I did as a stamp collector.
That's expensive.
Just cut them
off. Somebody just said, let's shellack this thing and stop it. That's what somebody said. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because this is dumb.
Doesn't say when they stopped, but they started in 1953 with a golf ball at its core. The ball is comprised of approximately 4.65 million canceled stamps.
What is a canceled stamp?
One that's been sent somewhere. Something that's been used.
One that you can't use again.
Once they postmark it, that's a canceled stamp.
So how did they get it to stick again?
Well, they cut it out.
Taped it.
I'm sure they use some kind of adhesive.
Yeah.
There are many sorts of adhesive. Perhaps Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue?
Yes. I like it.
Or whatever
Gorilla
they made.
Gorilla Glue is all I heard.
Whatever they made in 1953. Yeah. Airplane cement.
Amateur treasure hunter plunges 130 feet to his death in a hole he dug inside his home.
Yep.
What was the story?
This is where?
Nashville. He had a prophetic dream.
In Brazil, puss.
Brazil?
So this guy obsessed over the idea that there was gold buried beneath his kitchen and spent over a year digging for the treasure.
He just had a sense there was a treasure underneath his house.
Yeah.
There was no actual
There
report.
Was a vision.
Nothing solid that he could really base it on, a hunch?
Nope. This guy's 71 years old, said he would hire people to help him like dig in there. And
he had
then,
no idea. Yeah.
Nope.
He lost his balance on Thursday afternoon and plunged down a massive pit he excavated, being 12 stories deep. So what was there a cave below his house?
No, he just thought there was gold there.
And does he
start digging?
Why he didn't dig 12 stories.
Yeah, he did, apparently.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Said he would hire people to help him.
Oh, so he kept looking. So, they buried gold beneath this house, but they went 12 stories down.
What do you got, 150-foot rope ladder to get up and down?
It looks like there's a picture here.
How do you pronounce J-O-A-O?
Joe?
Stupid.
How Pimenta?
Well, he was stupid.
Well, there's a picture here of the hole.
He's named after an olive.
And it looks like there's just like a crude like rig of some sort of brace with a rope hanging from it.
Oh, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
It's not a sophisticated operation here.
No, and you'd think if you have a 130-foot
hole. It's one little
hole.
It is just a small hole. He fell the whole way down the hole?
35 inches in diameter.
Yeah, put a piece of plywood over that when you're not working on it or like going in it. Just in case you happen to trip.
Don't you yell hello, hello, hello a few times down there? If you don't get an answer, you fill it up. 12 stories.
Yeah. Here's the
See how deep that is, man. Look
Local
at the 12-story hotel.
Local police responded to the home Thursday after he'd fallen, and the elderly man's body was taken to a medical center for an autopsy. I think I know what killed him.
Yep.
The autopsy seems to be unnecessary.
Yep.
Head injuries, broken legs, as well as other fractures pronounced dead. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's how that ends.
Things that would be typical of a 150-foot fall, 120-foot fall.
Don't you picture just, because he's banging off the whole side the whole way down there.
Down.
You don't die right away. He doesn't die right away, so he's doing a homer about halfway down.
In Portuguese.
Yeah. And it'd only be dope for as long as
my God, you're right. There's a picture from down looking in the hole.
Yeah.
Have we figured out how to pronounce this guy's name?
No. Right. I would go with Zhao.
Bring me up and let's have YouTube help us out.
Zhao.
Or looking at how to pronounce this name, as well as how to say more interesting but often confusing names that many mispronounce. So make sure to stay tuned to the channel. This is a name of Portuguese origin, also used a lot, of course, in Brazil. How do you say it? João.
João.
That guy's
the
most soothing
voice
I've ever heard.
Let's use that again. Let's ask that guy again.
I want that guy to narrate my life story.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hey, can you type in anything?
Yeah.
Okay, type in, how do you pronounce big pussy?
Oh, I don't know if that would be on there. But these are common names.
Okay, pussy.
Yeah, can you get the guy to say anything in Portuguese?
But that's the thing. You're not going to get this guy.
Why not?
That's too bad.
Well, because it's his own YouTube channel.
Okay, type in Todd.
Julian Miguel. Oh, I want this guy.
I do too, but maybe the Todd guy sounds as cool.
I wish you'd call him up.
No way he could sound that cool.
No way. That guy was cool, man.
No, this guy is Hispanic and doesn't want to deal with any Todds.
Any Todds?
Well, if you ask them, how do you pronounce T-O-D-D? They go, Todd, dumbass.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
I like that guy's voice, man.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an actual question when the name is J-O-A-O with the little squiggly over the A.
I forgot the voice.
João.
João.
João, okay. All right.
I feel oddly attracted to that guy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's odd at all.
I was sick of the same thing. Wow. This guy. Yeah.
I think we fell in love with that guy.
Like, what's he look like?
This guy sounds hot.
He's got to be hot.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. This
either that or he's like Handsome Dan from Wayne's World.
Yeah. He's got to be hot. Yeah.
I love this. The neighbor of this guy said that even in recent days, the guy had said he was wanting to try to find some dynamite so he could blow up a large rock that was hindering the excavation. This guy was all in. He really thought that there was going to be gold in that thar pit.
Well, they shouldn't give up just because he died in the pit.
I think they probably should.
Keep digging. But you've got to have some sort of covering over it, especially if you're 71. Everybody trips in their house on something. So he's got all sorts of ropes and everything to get buckets and people down into this hole.
Yeah.
Put a little railing.
Joao was a
Joao.
How do you pronounce dumbass? Can you?
All right, we already know how to pronounce voice, this, man. But let's listen to Julian tell us how to pronounce Louis Vuitton.
Okay. How do you get the pronunciation of Louis Vuitton right? What is the typical French pronunciation of Louis Vuitton? Well, Louis is pretty straightforward.
That's a different guy.
Yeah, that's not him.
Not the same guy.
That's, but that's also a
he may hire
French name.
Yep. Yeah, I bet it's native speakers of each.
Yeah, dude. Yep, that's how to pronounce
Jorge. We need
Jorge.
Something else in Brazilian.
Jorge. In say Portuguese. George. Type in George. I want to hear him say Jorge.
That guy did nothing for me.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
No movement at all.
Nope. No chub whatsoever. Just type in Jorge or George.
No, we got to think of something that's
a Spanish name.
No, that's got to be a little more Portuguese.
God, we are at peak 945.
Well, you did French there.
Yeah, I know. That was mistake.
Oh, is it Portuguese pretty close to Spanish?
Yeah, but
okay,
it's
I'm
not
sure
the
there's
same.
A Jorge in Portugal.
How do you pronounce Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
Here's what it looks like. It's Adao is a Portuguese name. A-D-A-O.
We just want to follow up with the guy's voice again.
Yes.
Yeah. Just type in something, for Christ's sakes.
Okay.
I was almost there.
We talk about people reading the phone book. I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
From that guy.
All right. This has got to be the Julian guy.
Nick wants to invite this guy to Les Mis.
He's going to tell us how to pronounce Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this famous and huge seaside city in Brazil, famed for its Copacabana and Ipanema beaches in particular, and its famous carnival.
Yeah.
How do you go about pronouncing its name? In Brazilian, it is usually pronounced as Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro. But in English, it is usually said as Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
Rio de Janeiro.
Rio.
If you are an ignorant white guy, here's how you say it.
I love
that
our big voice guy.
How
I think I want to hire him to cut a few lines.
Yeah. We do, man. You are listening to the Todd and Tyler. Oh, it'd be great in his voice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we'd,
that soothing voice.
We'd get nothing done but changing our pants every day.
Why do four so-called straight guys fall in love with a guy? That's crazy.
It was a stress ball.
There's a guy in a car going, hey, I thought I was straight. I thought I was straight. That guy could nibble my neck.
I think it's the accent that does it for
of course it's the accent. But he's got a soothing voice,
but that
too, man.
Deep bass.
Especially the first time.
Yeah.
When he mentioned Chow.
Joao.
That was a really sexy, hot voice, man.
Yeah. Well, that's the textbook definition of dulcet tones.
Todd blew up another stress ball. Listen to that guy. Right all over his face, man. All right.
That ain't a stress
ball. Went on that homoerotic bit right there. Planned all day.
And time to go.
Yeah, time to go. Tomorrow.
Seems like a good place to stop.
The Hall of Fame woman on the show today.
You stop
was,
for good?
Yeah. According to Ken on the email.
All right, Todd, what's your favorite cookie?
Was the crew remaining calm while the stress ball exploded.
None of us saw it in person.
Yeah,
we saw it. We saw the aftermath of all just dripping down your chin.
None of us freaked out, though.
No.
Including myself. I should have gone,
yeah.
No. They want you to do the peacock voice.
An outburst.
Do the peacock.
Oh!
All right, please come back tomorrow.
It won't be this weird, or
Robert
it might be.
Robert Carradine and Regan will be here tomorrow. Emma Willman will be here on Friday. She's the funny bone. And Nick's out Saturday night. Go play. If you're planning Nick's Saturday night stuff, go ahead.
Yeah, Oakland, Nebraska will be at the Tilted Table Saturday night.
All right, and we will be back here tomorrow. Download the podcast, all the podcast platforms. Please patronize all the advertisers. Love you. See you.
Night.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.